The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 10, this is letter number 3195. This is dealing with that terrorist, terrible incident in which a student, his name was Yisrael, he was murdered and he was found. And the Rebbe was trying to encourage and mitigate a little bit of the the feelings of the people. So the Rebbe is writing, Baruch Hashem, on the 16 days of Teves, Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the leadership of Agudas Chabad in the Holy Land. May God be with you, grant you life, shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. And the Rebbe, we don't have the first few things, they didn't print that. But the Rebbe said, when I received the news about the murder of this young man, Yisrael, may God avenge his blood, I immediately wrote to Mr. Shazar, he was in the government, Shneir Zalman Rubashov. We had the Rebbe's letters to him already in the past, many letters from the past, and I wrote to him that it would be proper to show some encouragement, support to the people that live in the village, to the Kfar Chabad, from the proper offices to sort of encourage them after this terrible thing that took place. And one of the aspects over here is to hasten that swap of property of the Chevrat Mahadrin. Apparently, again, I'm not sure the details of what went on, but apparently there was a piece of land in the Kfar Chabad, in the village, which belonged to a group called Mahadrin. And the Rebbe wanted them to swap the land that they own here for another land, so that land will free up for Chabad to expand the village. The Rebbe said that would be a proper way to give them some comfort by doing this for them. Especially, the Rebbe said, once you do that, that will give them especially the opportunity to increase the number of settlers. So the Rebbe said, I'm sure that he related to you about this letter that I sent him, and also, so therefore, you, on your end, will put the effort to the extent possible to try to do that, so that to increase the part that will allow for the expansion of the village of Kfar Chabad. Then the Rebbe says another thing, there's missing some over here too, but the Rebbe says, I see in the newspapers that the songs and that the speeches of the Yutes Kislev celebration in the Kfar Chabad was recorded. So the Rebbe said it would be proper to make the effort to send them also to hear the full recording of the above. Rebbe wants to know what the people spoke over there. And also, this would apply to years that have passed, that there are places here that they mashmim eiza chagiga bekfar. People were, they were playing, I guess, mashmim, they were playing the recording, that's playing it from some sort of celebration of the Kfar. There was some recording of some celebration of Kfar Chabad. The Rebbe says, I wasn't able to find out, to figure out which celebrations. But the Rebbe said that's not from this year, but from a past year, that recording that some places they were playing them over there. So, but basically the Rebbe wants them to send over those recordings to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work. I find this very, again, you see, the Rebbe took the time to listen to every recording, to every clipping, to every newspaper. The Rebbe reminds them to send it to him, that he would like to see of it. And the Rebbe is into making sure that they increase their settlements. This is so, and you think about, the Rebbe is teaching the deepest things of Torah, the ideas, and the Rebbe's not, and then the Rebbe is into reading every newspaper clipping, reading every, listening to every recording. I mean, it's just mind-boggling how, A, the Rebbe wanted to be involved in every aspect, and how the Rebbe changed, you know, around the whole outlook and everything in order to put Chabad on the path to where it's now. And that was the work of the Rebbe. I mean, I don't know, I don't believe that you find there's any other group where the Rebbe in that level of greatness would also be the great commander-in-chief, and I would be also the person, the CEO, running everything, all the businesses and everything else. And not with a hands-off, but with a hands-on, you know, and not report to somebody else who will report to me, report directly to headquarters. I think it's amazing.